This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian President Vladimir Putin won a record post-Soviet landslide in Russia's election Sunday, cementing his grip on power while pressing forward with the war on Ukraine. Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
The election comes just over 2 years since Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine, Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II. He casts it as a special military operation. In Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said there was not a single bit of legitimacy in what he called this simulation of an election. The war hung over the three-day vote with Ukraine attacking oil refineries, shelling Russian regions, and seeking to pierce its borders with proxy forces. Putin said those attacks would not go unpunished.
Meantime, President Putin said he supported an idea to release late opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a prisoner exchange just days before the man who was his biggest foe died. VOA's Joe Ramsey has that.
In his first comments to address Navalny's death, Putin said of the dissident's demise, quote, "It happens. There is nothing you can do about it. It's life." Putin said Monday, also without offering any evidence, that several days before Navalny's death, certain colleagues told him about, quote, "an idea to exchange Navalny for certain people held in penitentiary facilities in Western countries." He said he supported the idea. A Navalny aide last month accused Putin of getting rid of Navalny in order to not exchange him, but offered no evidence to back her claims. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And Israeli forces raid Gaza's largest hospital, saying they are targeting Hamas fighters. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Agency chief offers a dire assessment of the chaotic situation in Haiti, saying it was almost like a scene out of the movie Mad Max, which depicted a violent and lawless future. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on U.S. citizens fleeing Haiti.
A charter flight carrying dozens of American citizens fleeing spiraling gang violence in Haiti has landed in Miami. State Department officials say more than 30 citizens were on the government chartered flight on Sunday. It arrived at Miami International Airport after the U.S. Embassy in Haiti earlier this month urged U.S. citizens to leave the nation as soon as possible because of chaos gripping the country. Haiti's main airport in Port-au-Prince remains closed following gang attacks. The State Department announced on Saturday that it would offer limited charter flights for American citizens from the less chaotic northern city of Cap Haitien. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Colombian President Gustavo Petro has suspended a ceasefire with one of the handful of armed groups with which he had hoped to negotiate peace accords. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Petro said that the group violated the truce by an indigenous community. The government says that starting Wednesday, it will resume military operations against Estado Mayor Central, a group of fighters who broke away from the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia when it signed a peace pact in 2016. Indigenous leaders in the war-torn western region of Cauca said an attack by the dissident group Saturday wounded at least three people, and a young student was taken away by force. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And in other world news, China congratulates Vladimir Putin after the Russian leader claimed victory in that election, slammed by many Western powers as illegal. Slovakia will hold a presidential election this month, whose outcome, analysts say, will either temper or harden the NATO and EU members' skepticism towards war-torn Ukraine. Former U.S. President and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he favors a national abortion ban after a certain number of weeks, with exceptions, but did not confirm how many weeks, leaving his stance on a top U.S. election issue unclear. Palestinians need the bombs to stop. That's what the Irish prime minister said as he made an impassioned plea for a ceasefire in Gaza, speaking during a St. Patrick's Day reception at the White House in Washington. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.